This is Awesome Etiquette from the Infinite Guest Podcast Network and presented by VPR. I'm Daniel Post-Senning.
And I'm Lizzie Post from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
My husband and I have a very mean cat named Max. He is very sweet to the two people that he likes, the two of us, and is very aggressive to strangers, anyone else. Max is usually content to just sit and watch our guests as long as they do not attempt to interact with him. When someone new comes in our home, we tell them that he is not a nice cat and to please ignore him, not look him in the eye, and please do not try to pet him. Unfortunately, people often do not listen to us. They often tell us that cats love them, or they think it's funny to try and taunt the cat to get a reaction. This, of course, results in someone getting scratched or lunged at. Now, that would not be so bad because generally I feel like those people got what they deserved when they were fairly warned. The problem is that after this happens, the cat is so defensive that it is nearly impossible for me to move him to a safe bedroom without injury, and/or he starts swiping at innocent bystanders who were following our directions. Not to mention, it is very cruel to him when these people taunt him as he feels genuinely threatened. We try to lock up the cat before children are in our house, and we definitely put him away after an incident of attack occurs, even if he was provoked. He definitely does not like getting put in timeout, but we are happy to do it when it becomes a safety concern. My question is twofold. One, should our cat be put in timeout before anyone comes to our house, even though he would not misbehave unless he was provoked by a human not following directions? In other words, is it our responsibility to punish the cat for humans who don't understand that we mean it when we tell them to stay away? And two, can you tell me with some sample language that people will not think is a joke when I tell them he will attack them if provoked? Best, Sarah, cat wrangler or human wrangler?
Oh, Sarah, I think you are definitely both. I've heard of cats like these. My cats are not like these, but you had a friend that you think, you were like, maybe this is my friend's cat.
I thought this was about the D-Man until I heard scratching, and they ultimately had D-Man declawed, although okay. He still bites people.
So he's, yeah, and it can happen that some cats are like this, and they're very sweet and lovey with their owners, so we know they're capable of it. But I think that it might be best to keep the cat in a separate room initially, and I would encourage you to not think of it so much as time out immediately, but as protecting the cat, because as a pet owner, really understand your instinct of, hey, you're really messing with my cat and upsetting him. Of course he's going to scratch you. Like, of course, I've warned you. I don't know. I think it's good to think of it as I'm protecting my cat in this circumstance.
It's not necessarily time out. It's a safe space.
Exactly.
And it's a safe space for him as well as your guests.
Exactly. So keep the cat in a separate room initially until you can gauge whether these guests are going to get it and leave the cat alone, or whether they'll try to provoke him. And I think that if you want some sample language, if you are letting the cat out, to say something like, please ignore our cat for your own good and truly for his too. It's not fun to watch him get taunted. It's not fun to watch people try and see if he will be friendly with them. We're not going to have Disney moments with this cat. But I think really getting people to understand that it's not just about, you know, for their own safety, but it's also for the cats.
I'm reminded, I'm a proud owner of a little toy poodle, Raju, and he is little and adorable and cute. And when people see him, they just want to pick him up.
Mm-hmm.
They want to grab him in their hands and just mush into his little cuteness and
little
hold
teddy
him.
Bear.
And I can't imagine what it's like for him to go through life where just about every new person he meets is a giant who wants to pick him up and massage him and mooch him and like just hold
get
him close
face.
And
yeah.
Treat him like a little teddy bear. And I think it's a real courtesy to remember that these animals are independent creatures and beings also. And for their benefit and their sake, it matters how we approach them.
Sarah, we hope that this helps. And we hope that in the future, both your cat and your guests are all going to survive visits without blood and tears.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com.
You can also listen to our full-length weekly podcast. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is recorded at Vermont Public Radio and is produced by Infinite Guest.